We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends.
One, two, three.
Reception at the 38, to the 20, will not be caught, to the 10, to the house. Touchdown, Missouri.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Welcome to Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side. Jim Sterk, Missouri's director of athletics, is with us tonight. Bye week for Missouri football. Tigers return to action coming up next Saturday when they travel to Columbia, South Carolina. Game will kick off at 11 a.m. Central Time. Our coverage will begin at 9 a.m. Central Time as the Tigers take on the Gamecocks. Tiger Talk each week presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, and Cape Girardeau. Also here in Columbia, 2651 Trimble Road, Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Shelter Insurance presents the Battle Line Rivalry. This year, the Tigers host the Razorbacks at Faroe. Show your support so the Tigers can keep that trophy in Columbia. It's November the 23rd. The Battle Line Rivalry, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. A reminder, tickets for all Mizzou sports available online at MUTigers.com. So whatever sport you might want to go and attend, go online to MUTigers.com. Go ahead and start doing that. Get your tickets for the Memphis game, which comes your way in just a few weeks at Faroe Field in Columbia. Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. With that, let's say good evening to the Director of Athletics at the University of Missouri, Jim Sterk. How are you tonight?
Great, Mike. It's great to be here, and it's nice to get our coaches out and about as far as recruiting and all. So it's good to give Barry a week off and head out there and engage the youth and coaches across the state. And so I know he's doing a great job, and I'm excited about where that program is going.
Yeah, I just a personal note real quick. I just want to thank you and the folks from Mizzou Sports Properties, Learfield, everybody involved, for making last Saturday a very special day for me. This shouldn't be about me, but I just want to say thank you very much.
No, that was really fun to surprise you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, totally. We surprised you with his 300th straight game. I have a lot of, you know, admiration for what you've done and the great job that you've done for Mizzou, and it's really, really neat to recognize somebody like that and that has done something that well, and it's really fun to do that, and to surprise you is really good, because my first time that I went on with you on the air, you surprised me with the Mo Miracle and against San Diego State where I was coming from. So it was a great surprise.
And you've reminded me of that on multiple occasions. Yeah, but no, again, from Lori and myself, heartfelt thanks. The Georgia game, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. The fall sports season, though, really off and running. And so many times people just think football, basketball, women's basketball. They don't think about soccer. They don't think about volleyball, men's and women's cross country, and other things that are going on right now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that we're at the end of September already.
It's
so it's crazy. So a lot of good things going on. I'm really excited about this year. Last year was a record year, tied our record performance as far as 17 teams making it to postseason play, and then going on. And this year I'm even more excited about the future of Mizzou athletics. So it's a fun time.
Give fans a little bit of a insight in terms of, and we want to recognize all sports, but certainly there are three that help drive things. Football and basketball, women's basketball garners most of the attention. To get those three primary sports all into postseason play meant what for your department last year?
When football in the fall, it's obviously the major sport that directs a lot of attention and to your program and all, but just the overall feeling of the first half of the season wasn't great, 1-5, and then going on and winning six games, going to postseason play. But for the first time, which I was really surprised at this stat that Nick Jost, our communications director and executive director, said. It's only the second time since 81-82 that Mizzou has had football, men's and women's basketball go to postseason at the same time. And so we want to make that a regular occurrence, and that should be. And I think that's what we're striving for, our student-athletes are striving for, our coaches are striving for. And all our other sports, we need to be in the top 25 and in each of our programs, and that's where we're aspiring to do on a daily basis.
Yeah, and you certainly have the right people in place to help lead those programs as well. Your takeaway from the Georgia game?
I told it's always tough, after a game where you lose, but I told Barry I really felt that if that's the number two team in the country, then I really like where we're going. And if you can continue to move them forward, I'm really excited about the rest of the season.
Yeah, you look back, and as you know, having been a part of the game, five plays. Really, it came down to five, the scoop and score, the block punt, and then three really breakdowns in pass coverage in the second half. And you lose by 14 against the team that, was 3 points away from winning a national championship a year ago.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about where our team is. They're really a focus group of young men that have really dedicated themselves to having the best season they can. And that was a setback, and having, three turnovers that were really, really key hurt us. But I think overall I'm really excited, and I think the Mizzou fans should be as well.
I did not hear the attendance that day. Was it a sellout? I can't remember.
It was really, really close, okay. and we were, with the teardown of the south end zone, we're trying to determine, okay, what is our maximum attendance? So we tore down about 10,000 seats. It's I think right now they're projecting that right now our maximum attendance is right around 60,000, just over. We were just under that, but it was the Block M hillside, the north end zone, was really full. It was a great atmosphere. It was a great day, Chamber of Commerce day.
That's
it was
terrific.
Just beautiful football day, kind of like today in Columbia. It was really, really neat to have that kind of environment and have Georgia there and compete really nose to nose with them. I think we have nothing to be ashamed of. Some turnovers that maybe the end result wasn't where we wanted to be, but overall, just a great performance.
All fixable errors as you move forward. The other thing, too, you look at, now we're 4 weeks into the season, bye week now. I think it comes at a really good time for a variety of different reasons, but most of us thought coming into the season that this team would probably be 3-1 at this juncture.
Yeah, you wanted to be at least 3-1, and we're there. I think the mentality and the way the players and the coaches have approached this, I think we're right where we want to be, and heading into to next week and have 2 weeks to prepare for South Carolina and going down there in a very hostile environment, and I'm really looking forward to that one. It's nice to take an off week and see who's playing this week, and I'm actually going down, and my daughter works at Central Florida, and we're going down and having a little family get together and watch UCF and Pitt play.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Jim Stirk is with us. I'm Mike Kelly. This is Tiger Talk, presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings. More with Missouri's Director of Athletics is up next on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Team jersey, check. Face paint, check. M-I-Z! Throat lozenge, check. Money for tickets? Ah, better check.
With Great Southern mobile banking, it's easy to check your balance, move some money, even pay someone back. Download the Great Southern app and be in your seat by game time.
C-O-U!
Great Southern Bank. We're fans, too. Data rates may apply. See carrier for details. Member FDIC.
Check.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan. Proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
A good team does its research. Being equipped with the metrics of your opponent gives you a competitive edge before you even step on the field. A solid game plan allows you to reach the top of the standings, giving you winning results, the results of a champion. Research, reach, results. That's Vitae Foundation. Reaching pregnant women, resulting in life-affirming decisions where everyone wins. Learn more at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Enter the red zone with a team dedicated to advancing your ground game. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment solutions you need to call the right play. Here's another great call. Score big with a free Case IH hat. Plus, register for a chance to win a gas grill. For more details and to enter, visit caseih.com/tigers.
Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Hey, remember to arrive early for every Missouri football game. The newest Mizzou tradition is Tiger Town and the Tailgate Concert Series, presented by Say Insurance. It's located on McDeaver Drive, just outside of Memorial Stadium, and it's free and it's open to the public. Tiger Town is the pregame hangout for Mizzou fans of all ages. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Missouri's Director of Athletics, Jim Stirk, is with us. I'm Mike Kelly. We're with you until just before 7 o'clock. So you just got back from your national meetings with other people in your position around the country. What are some of the common topics that folks in your chair are discussing in this day and age in college athletics?
You know, it's an interesting time. One, it was in Washington, D.C., and Tom McMillan took over the Division 1A. Dutch Bachman had run it for a long time. He was a former AD at Oregon State University and then took it over. And it's the football bowl subdivision group, basically, is the athletic directors that get together. And he had a good... A good agenda, I guess, as far as NCAA legislation, the Rice Commission, and the basketball legislation. That was a result of the FBI sting operation and changing media landscape. I thought that was really, really interesting. We had a consultant, and then John Wildhack, who's now with Syracuse, he as an AD, but a longtime ESPN. Amateurism and the lawsuits that are threatening kind of the status quo of amateurism and the NCAA and how that all works, and then the kind of the future of college football.
Curious about the one topic, changing the media landscape. Elaborate on that for us. What exactly does that mean?
So just as far as viewing habits and where people are, you know, talking about cutting the cord, and that's with the cable and over the air, the NBC and CBS and ESPN, being able to kind of pick and choose what they're watching, and so kind of I there were some staggering figures on the value of what Netflix, you know, what that corporation is worth right now, and what kind of player are they going to be in the sports realm, and a lot of people have changed their viewing habits and how they watch things, and so that whole the big boom as far as doubling, I think Joe Castiglione was there. He spoke about when he started. I think their budget has doubled during his time. So it's gone from somewhere in the 50 millions to 150 million or something. It's crazy the numbers that television has driven, and ESPN and ABC kind of really when they put the cable model together and were able to drive cable subscriptions to what they were paying for properties, it just jumped significantly. So that whole realm, where it's going and trying to predict where it's headed is something that, you know, it was interesting to listen to. We have our ESPN contract goes into the 2030s or something, like 2032, but the CBS portion of the contract with the SEC, I think, is done. It'll be negotiated in 2021 or 22, but it's done in 23, so a new contract. And, you know, one of the questions were, you know, what's the value moving forward, and can we sustain the model of currently, you know, the spending model and the expenses of intercollegiate at the highest level? And I was glad to hear, in which I thought was the case, CBS contract with the SEC right now is undervalued almost. They think the next contract will be 2x. It'll be twice as big as what CBS is paying. So I think that's the case, that we need other competitors in the marketplace, and whether Netflix or Google or, you know, whoever enters that space. It's an interesting time. Obviously, you want to, you know, sustain and continue to move forward, but it's a changing landscape.
You know, the interesting thing to me would be the ESPN future when it comes to the amount of money that they continue to spend, particularly in the college athletics realm, given the number of different difficulties that they've faced with subscribership and other issues that they've had in that whole parent company type thing. Any idea kind of where they may fall out of?
You know, really smart people that are running that Disney organization and running that, you know, they talk about, you know, returns as far as, you know, they're a publicly traded company, and
right.
and so they're talking, and every person that holds a stock, you know, they're holding them accountable and their board and all, but they're still their return on investment is still in the 28% quartile range. They were doing some amazing numbers before that. So they're still making money. It's just not as significant as it was. And they're losing subscribers. Someone said, you know, maybe 3% a year or something like that. So it's not significant, but it's a changing landscape that they want to be, you know. The good thing is live sports is the most highest in demand property that anyone can have on their program.
You know, one of the other things that's been interesting is Major League Baseball's entry into non-traditional forms of broadcasting. And I'm talking primarily now making games available on Facebook is something that they did this year. How it was received, not well in local markets, but those outside the local market, I think, enjoyed it. I'm just curious from your perspective, would that be something that should be tried, if you will, to take a game off of a traditional form, whether it be cable or over the air, and put it on more of a internet-based type?
I don't think the folks in this room would like that, and I probably wouldn't enjoy it either, you know, because I'm not on Facebook and all. But I wouldn't want to be the leader in the clubhouse on that one. But I think it's something that where it's going, I'm not sure. Maybe 10 years from now, Facebook is the leader, and you want to be on there, but not right now, and so it's not something that I would want to do.
A lot of things that we want to cover tonight. Jim Sterk is with us, Missouri's Director of Athletics. I'm Mike Kelly. More from Buffalo Wild Wings is up next, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every day. This is the Tiger Network from Learfield.
It's Cardinals baseball season, and Ford hit it out of the park with the 2018 lineup. F-Series leads the way with F-150 and Super Duty. And for the whole team, try out the unstoppable Expedition with seating for up to 8. Or the newest and most compact model to join the SUV team, Ford EcoSport. It's a star-studded lineup loaded with available industry-leading driver assist tech. Drive home a win with America's best-selling brand at your quality Ford dealers. Proud sponsors of your St. Louis Cardinals. Based on 2017 CY sales.
We're live at the Managed Print All-Star Game, where Marco lit up the scoreboard with a game-winning lineup of services. Marco started the game with a print assessment that found big gaps in this team's printing environment. With the right solutions, Marco saved this team 30% on its print budget. Wait, Marco is replenishing the toner even after the game. Now the fans are giving Marco's service and support a standing ovation. See more Marco Management print highlights at marconet.com.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
This football season, Regions doesn't want anything to get between you and the game you love, especially not a lost or stolen card. Lockit lets you lock your card before you even report the problem. Plus, with Lockit, you can use your Regions mobile app to customize your card protection for a little extra game day peace of mind. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
As the advances of technology improve our workplaces, shouldn't our office furnishings advance as well? Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Interactive collaborative spaces, multi-purpose conference and training areas, as well as adjustable height desk systems, can allow you the flexibility for a more productive and healthy work environment. Come by our expanded showroom or contact our design department, because with Samco, work just got better.
Columbia,
water and light,
saving money.
Yeah, that's right.
Saving money, getting loans to get good heating for your home. Never be cold, always warm, even during the biggest storms.
More than $1,000 in rebates. Spend money on fun things.
That's great.
Doors won't close, windows cracked. Get them fixed quick.
That's a fact.
Columbia,
water and light.
Go check out
their website.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Block Party, the official tailgate partner of Mizzou Athletics. Show up, they handle the rest. www.blockpartypresents.com. Jim Sterk is with us. I'm Mike Kelly with you until just before 7 o'clock here on Tiger Talk. Barry Odom will return next week here at Buffalo Wild Wings. I want to talk a little bit about attendance in college athletics and also pace of play in college football. As if you don't know, for those listening in the audience, across the board in college football, attendance is down, and it's been going down over the last several years. It's something that I know you all talk about, that, and there are a lot of challenges that you face. It's more than just what's happening on the field. There's a lot of things, battling millennials, battling connectivity, things like that. So as you discuss attendance in college football, what are some of the things that come to mind in terms of your point of view on that?
One, just, you know, the world's changing. And I think when I started watching football, you know, you'd have one game a week, and it was pretty grainy as far as, you know, that black and white picture that you could see. It wasn't great to watch it at home. It's changed significantly as far as the ability to see how clear it is with HD quality TV and how big and replays and things like that. And so that's part of what we're balancing. And you know, when talking to the folks, the leadership at the Kansas City Chiefs, their season ticket base has gone down the last 3 years, but overall attendance is still strong, and overall revenues have increased, but it's through group sales, and it's more social and creating those kinds of things that people want to spend time with their friends and family at. And so those are the kinds of things that you're looking for and changing. And so that was part of the motivation with the South End Zone. Obviously, football wanted an operations building, a new operations building, but I wanted, instead of just 10,000 static seats there, we wanted different options for people to be able to experience the game, have fun, socialize, and really change kind of the experience that people could have at Faurot Field.
One of the things that you battle with the millennials, and particularly with students, is getting them, first of all, engaged in the game if they come to the game. And that's the other figure that's been interesting, is that student ticket sales in the FBS schools has been down too across the board on average. It's a unique phenomenon that we're seeing. And the result of that is that there are several stadiums that are now decreasing in terms of capacity to kind of overcome that, if you will.
Yeah, and I was at a meeting probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I listened to Ballmer. He was the Clippers, you know, he bought
Steve
the Clippers.
Ballmer, yeah.
at an amazing amount, but he was talking about virtual reality and things like that, and I can remember seeing Greg Burns' face, who had just taken over Alabama, and he has 100,000 seats, and Ballmer's talking about, you know, a smaller venues and more interaction and things like that, and a lot of those guys turned white. You know, they were just like pale of what, oh my gosh, you know, where is this thing going? But he left it also that said, hey, you're always going to have those fans that want to have that experience at a game, have their friends and family around them,
right,
and be able to witness that. You need to do a better job at it, and kind of challenged us to really take that on and improve the game day atmosphere at our games. And so we need to continue to evolve and do better. I think the atmosphere at the Georgia game was really it was really outstanding, and people, I just, you know, thank all our fans for creating that kind of atmosphere, and I think the players really appreciated that as well.
I'm always amazed too at the number of people that just show up to enjoy the tailgate, and I mean that sincerely, is that there are a lot of people that don't care about coming into the game. They just want to have the atmosphere of being around friends and family during the course of that Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and so, you know, for those that haven't had established tailgates, we created last year a concert series, and this year we've continued that and creating that Tiger Town area where, you know, jumpy houses for kids and the Tiger Walk going through there, and it's created a nice area that people can come and enjoy, and they may not have have to have a you know, a great parking spot. They can park a ways away and then come there and have a great pregame experience and then get into the game and enjoy the football game.
Does length of game, in your opinion, impact attendance?
I don't think length of game as opposed to time of game, and not, you know, if we could say, you know, all our games are going to be at 1 o'clock, or right, they're all going to be at 11 o'clock, yeah, and people could plan, I think that really helps. I think, you know, having it 2 weeks out and you're still deciding, so people are deciding on games, you know, 2 weeks away whether they're going to come or not, and so that's the thing. If anything in the future, if we can somehow get to a better situation so we're not waiting 2 weeks before the game to based on television time, that would be better.
And that's going to be interesting to see if your television partners will relinquish that 10-day window to pick and choose what they feel will be the best games on what platform.
They probably won't.
Yeah. And interesting, as you know, Howard and I had the opportunity to go down to the SEC offices in August for an officials meeting that was hosted by Steve Shaw. But Greg Sankey was there, and really, I've got so much respect for him as a commissioner and the job that he does. But, you know, he basically did an informal impromptu news conference, if you will, with all the SEC broadcasters and say, what do you want to talk about? And one of the things that was concerning him was pace of play and making sure that replays are done in a timely manner. His goal is to have those done within 2 minutes, if at all possible. And then also looking at other creative ways where you're protecting the safety of the student athlete, but also making sure you're keeping the fans engaged as the game is being played.
Yeah, it's really, they have a great studio there where they have people that are reviewing each of the right plays and each of the games going on. And so one of the fun things they do, did they do that to you guys?
And we were in the hot seat. Yeah.
The hot seat, they call it. And Mark Womack, the associate commissioner, is yelling at you. You know, their fans are screaming. They want to know the answer. And you're looking at the replay and trying to decide whether it's, you know, what it should be the call, whether to overturn it or keep it as it is. And so they love to stick the ADs there. I just heard today on our AD call they're going to stick the chancellors and president in that role. And so they're going to, those that are up for it are going to be sitting in that role and trying to make a decision on things.
I don't know how you felt, but when you sit down, it's intimidating.
Yeah, and he's going, it's been a minute already. You got to come up with a decision.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, our group talked ourselves out of what was initially the right answer just by listening to somebody else in our group when we should have just made the initial go with your gut feel, right? One of the other things, though, that I'm curious about in terms of pace of play is, you know, what are ways that we could maybe change rules to impact pace of play? Do we need a first down? Do we need the clock to stop after every first down? Or is that something that's integral in terms of the safety aspects of the game? I'm not sure. I'm asking you the question.
No, I people smarter than me will decide on that. But I think we've really looked at every part of the game and trying to continue to move it forward and how they start the clock quicker and things like that. The game management, and I think they're doing a good job of focusing in on that and making sure that it's under 4 hours. But if you get into these, you know, two teams with passing attacks that are throwing a lot and not running the ball as much, that doesn't burn much clock, and so it makes the games longer.
And there are some games that should go long. They deserve to go long because of how well they're played and because of, you know, just the dynamics of what's taking place, whether it goes to overtime or something like that.
How long was our Purdue game? Because that was seemed I wanted that game to end with us winning that thing.
That could, I would have taken that, you know, up by what? 17 in the second quarter, let's just call it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that was right at about 3:15. One innovation that the SEC has taken the initiative of bringing to the forefront this year, we talked about it on this program before, but for those of you that might not have heard it, you've seen it now, and it's the clock, the digital clock that's next to the timeout coordinator that tells you as a fan, and it's all for the fans. That was the whole initiative, is to allow the fans to know how long that commercial break is going to be. So as the clock is counting down, you know how it is, how much longer it's going to be before they snap the football. The great thing, too, is that they've gone to the television partners and say, we're not floating breaks. Floating breaks is wrong. This is going to be a firm time limit in terms of the number, the length of the break.
Yeah, there was a lot of play, and obviously if you give the television partners that opportunity, they're going to throw in as many commercials and things as they can, and so that's really good to hold them accountable and for people to be able to see it, because when you do have those television breaks, it seems like it takes forever, and so having a clock there really helps to be able to see it and recognize it and understand how much time's.
That's Missouri's Director of Athletics, Jim Sterk. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. More from Buffalo Wild Wings after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Hey there, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to NYC or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
Hey, Tiger fans! It's time to plan your tailgates, and we want to help make it easy and hassle-free. Block Party is back and offering full turnkey service with premium reserve space, top-quality tents, lounge furniture, and bellhop services to Tiger fans who want a better game day experience. All you need to do is show up, and we'll handle the rest. For more information and to book a hassle-free tailgate, please visit our website at blockpartypresents.com/Mizzou.
With all the holidays ahead, you'll need a new ride to get where you're going and money in your pocket to spend once you're there. What if I could put you in a new car today with no payment until 2019? That's right. Drive today, pay in 2019. That means you'll have money for the holidays ahead. Plus, you'll get Kia's lifetime warranty. Trade in your car, get a brand new Kia, and enjoy no payments until next year. What are you waiting for? I'm Ty Clark with the all-new Kia of Columbia. Come meet your dealer for life.
With approved credit, see dealer for details.
The newest SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 5th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks on Black Friday, November 23rd. This year, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will continue to rock the gridiron and heat up the border back at Faro Field. And it's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2018 football season, Missouri Credit Union will donate $300 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Jim Sterk is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side. We will be rejoined by Barry Odom next week as the Tigers will get set to take on the Gamecocks of South Carolina. By the way, for those that are regular attendees of Tiger Talk, we will not be at Buffalo Wild Wings next week. Next Thursday, we will be at the stadium at Faurot Field on the east side for Taste of the Tiger. It's between 5 and 8. Tickets $50 each. 19 food and drink vendors. There'll be a silent and live auction. Tiger Talk will be live as Coach Odom will join us also with a couple of players. So, again, we're at Taste of the Tiger next week at Memorial Stadium. Had a little water in the Hearn Center on Saturday morning, didn't you?
The flood of 2018, during a drought, some of the staff said it looked like the Titanic, you know, some of the video coming down to the down the stairs.
Pouring down, yeah.
It was unfortunate. It was a major, major water break and a lot of damage. We're still assessing that and all, but the great thing about the Hearns, it's so big that three-quarters of it is still alive and in action. And even that Saturday, that morning, the flood had occurred. But we hosted tailgates in the field house, and staff could get into their offices. And but overall, it was unfortunate. But I really appreciate the work of the university facility staff and our facility staff, and we had a lot of volunteers from our department go in and help clean that up.
Impacted, obviously, the floor. It was warped. That's had to be ripped out. Did it impact the tartan surface that's underneath?
That's the question. We still don't know, and there's probably water underneath that surface between the cement and that surface. So we're still assessing that, and I'm not sure the timeline on that and how long, but obviously the volleyball court will need to be replaced, and what we go back in there with is depends on that subsurface. Do we go back in and completely tear that out and then put a wood floor in permanent as opposed to a portable? Those are questions that still need to be answered, and we're still, you know, working on where volleyball play. We think it'll probably be in Mizzou Arena, but we're not sure for the short term, so those are stay tuned.
Yeah, volleyball on the road this week, and so we wish them the best, and also you and your staff the best as you try to figure that out moving forward. Some of the other things that we wanted to talk about is that one member of your staff, with the support of a lot of different people, has done a terrific job in terms of getting people involved, and I'm talking about young students from initially St. Louis. Now it's expanding to Kansas City and to rural Missouri. Talk about the youth experience. And just, first of all, let's begin with the basics, the evolution of that program, Jim.
Really, when I came, I thought that's something that we could bring to the table, athletics could bring to the table of being the opportunity and the carrot, if you will, of to young people that Mizzou could be a great opportunity for them or a possibility for them and open doors and windows so that they can aspire to go to Mizzou and have a degree and go to have a great degree from Mizzou. And so the Mizzou Youth Experience we started, and one of the reasons when I hired Howard Richards after seeing what he was doing with Arts and Letters, and I said, Howard, here's one of the things that when I hire you, we'd like to have this kind of experience. And I had done it at another institution. We called it Power Up for College. And I thought this could be something that could work in St. Louis and then eventually across the state. And I'm really, really excited about where it's headed this year. And the academic side of the institution, Arts and Letters, Business, Kafner, Engineering, they're all getting involved, journalism, nursing, veterinary medicine. So they're going to have, in the first part of the day when those kids come to campus, they're going to have a choice of any of those disciplines that they could go to and see, a virtual reality lab or doing different a volcano from an engineering standpoint. They'll have an active volcano there working, and just different things that they can experience and see that learning doesn't have to stop when they're in high school, and then there's a lot that can be offered here at Mizzou, and just open the door. And we had a lot of positive feedback from last year, and this year we're 5X-ing it, basically, if you will, and as far as the kids coming, having the opportunity. Brian Brown's involved, mm-hmm. a former athlete and involved administratively as well. And so he's run the Drake Relays before, so he knows how to sure. try to organize 2,500 kids coming to campus. And so that'll be a big help to us as we put that on. And he did a really good job last year with that. So really excited about that. And then we had a lunch last week with the president, Caleb Jones, who's an alum, that's the president, new president of the Missouri Electrical Co-op throughout the state, and they have a distribution. I think they have 650,000 homes that they go to across the state in rural Missouri, and they're gonna be a part of it as well. And so we're excited about the different partnerships and getting kids to campus and experience something really neat at Mizzou.
What weekend will that be?
That is the 27th, if I'm not mistaken, yeah.
So the other thing that comes into play is just a chance to visit different aspects of campus, a chance to go to the game, and what other things will they be involved in while they're here?
That's basically it. They'll tour campus a little bit and then have a tailgate experience. So we'll have sponsored food and then going to the game and experiencing the game. And so the sports can be the opportunity that might interest them, but then we're going to expose them to the other parts of campus as well.
It's Jim Sterk, Missouri's Director of Athletics. I'm Mike Kelly. This is Tiger Talk, heard each week from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every single day. Back after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
It's Cardinals baseball season, and Ford hit it out of the park with the 2018 lineup. F-Series leads the way with F-150 and Super Duty. And for the whole team, try out the unstoppable Expedition with seating for up to 8. Or the newest and most compact model to join the SUV team, Ford EcoSport. It's a star-studded lineup loaded with available industry-leading driver assist tech. Drive home a win with America's best-selling brand at your quality Ford dealers. Proud sponsors of your St. Louis Cardinals. Based on 2017 CY sales.
Excited for Tigers football game day? Well, Papa John's just made it even better. Every day, Tigers football takes the field, get 50% off your regular menu price order from PapaJohns.com with promo code Mizzou50. That's right. Spend every football game day with 50% off your entire online order when you enter promo code Mizzou50 at PapaJohns.com. Don't spend another game day without Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. Join today with our fall special and pay only $85 a month in dues for local or junior golf membership through April of 2018. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME-3.
Missouri's businesses need safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and their contractors are working together to build the infrastructure we need to safely get to work, run our businesses, and get our products to market. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri's economy. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and their contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Hi folks, I'm Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. You heard me say Andy's Frozen Custard is made fresh hourly. Well, now that it's football season, it means that Andy's Frozen Custard makes 3 or 4 fresh batches of frozen custard during a typical football game. Now that's fresh. After the game, stop by and get some made fresh hourly Andy's Frozen Custard.
Touchdown, Andy's.
Andy's Frozen Custard is an official sponsor of the Missouri Tigers.
Andy's makes it fun to be a kid for a while.
Good Tiger Talk on the Tiger Network from Learfield. I'm Mike Kelly. Jim Stirk, Missouri's Director of Athletics, is with us for the entire hour. Partner with the Tigers and the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPICS. And, again, a reminder, next week we will be at Furrow Field for Tiger Talk on Thursday night as part of Taste of the Tiger, which benefits the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. A lot of things still to cover with Missouri's Director of Athletics, Jim Stirk. You got a little project going on in the South End Zone, people have noticed. It's amazing for me who comes into town for the games and for this show to be able to see, when you've been away from town, the amount of work that those folks can get done in just what seems to be a short amount of time in the South End Zone project.
Yeah, and we have a new cult hero, the guy up on top of the on top of the crane and cheering and doing a great job of not having the crane come over the field during the game. But it is amazing that and especially right now where you're having steel so significant each time they put a girder up there, it's a big difference. And so a lot of progress there. I think they got set back a little bit. It is an old landfill, and so when they were sinking pilings in, they got behind a little bit because they thought bedrock was at 9 feet, and in certain spots it ended up being 30 or 60 feet deep. So they got behind a little bit, but they're right on track, and it should be in great shape for the 2019 season.
There were rumors, and again of the historical nature, that there were old steam shovels buried deep underneath there from the original construction of the stadium back in the day. So I don't think that they found any of those, so we can put those aside. But when that facility is finally completed, and I think you're supposed to get access August of 19, is that?
Actually, they had talked June, but it's probably July, you know, access to it and moving in. So before the season starts, and obviously in preseason, hopefully right as preseason starts.
We know the different aspects from a football standpoint because the weight room will be there. You'll have locker rooms. You'll have coaches' offices, et cetera, et cetera. What I'm excited about is the fan experiences that are going to be there as well. Talk about the different types of suites and club space that will be available for fans to have a chance to purchase in that area.
So I'll start at the bottom level, and that's the Bunker Club, and that'll be a club that I think the max in there is about 750 people at a max, but people with tickets in maybe sitting 50-yard line or wherever in the stadium, but maybe want that club experience, they'll be able to buy a membership and go down in there. But that'll have the unique opportunity, pre-game, post-game, all that, all those kinds of things. But video, kind of here, like a Buffalo Wild Wings, if you will, and the bottom of the stadium. But pre-game, halftime, the team will go right through the middle of that, from their locker room, right through the middle of that club. And so you're going to be at the ground level, and the action is very fast at that level. But you'll be able to see the game and experience the game at that level. There'll be some general admission seating in there, but we'll also have a club, the biggest club in Missouri, and it'll be a large space that people will have outside seating, but then be able to come inside if inclement weather or whatever. They'll be able to experience food, drink, and be able to experience the club atmosphere. And then we'll have suite level. So the suites there'll be 16 suites in there. And I think there are already 10 of those 16 are accounted for. We've just really kind of in the last couple months started to sell the premium seating in there. Then a couple decks on either side, and probably groups, so that there'll be patios, if you will, where people can watch the game outside with some trellises over top, and it'll be a neat experience. And then the top level is coaches' offices, and so they'll be the top level there. And then new video board, new ribbon board that we haven't had there. So I think the people on the other end of the stadium, I was talking to somebody that traditionally just buys a ticket in the Block M end zone and in the north end, and they'll have the video experience that they haven't had before.
What about in terms of potential revenue from that facility? What does that do for you from an overall budget standpoint.
It reduces the number of seats, but overall the value. And we've done the market surveys and the group CSL. They've done the studies and interviewed current season ticket holders and those that don't have it, and they've come up with kind of our pricing plan, if you will, and the university used them on the east side, and that's 97% sold out. We're probably tracking to do the same type of thing, but the value of the tickets for the season in that south end zone, I think, was about $1 million a year. It was our cheapest ticket. There wasn't restrooms or right. concessions or no amenities there, and they're projecting it'll probably be around $6 million.
That's terrific. One final thought is just on that whole space. Obviously, when it's done, you also are going to address, and I shouldn't say that space, one of the other things that you're addressing right now is practice fields for football. Mike Owens has stepped up, former executive with Anheuser-Busch and with Gander Mountain, and is leading the charge to help connect with former players and try to raise money for new practice fields over across Providence Road. And that's an exciting project. I've talked to Mike on multiple occasions, and I know he's really excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's really great to have him involved in our letter winners in football. And really, as we look to, to really, we need the sale of the premium seating in that south end zone, so a lot of our focus is there. As Barry kind of changed from Coach Pinkel, as far I think Coach Pinkel liked to practice in the stadium on the artificial, and Barry's less of that. He wants to get their legs back on them, and so he likes to practice in the grass, and so it's really put more of a demand on those old fields, and they really hadn't been re-turfed in about 20 years, and so they need to be cut down, put new turf in, new irrigation, really need lights there so that they can practice when the time changes and all of that. And although they're practicing in the morning, they probably need it then too. It's probably dark then I would think, but anyway, the lights and video camera towers are part of the project, but Mike's going to former players and really kind of challenging people in each decade of be leaders and support the program. So a good effort going on with our former football players.
Our final segment with Jim Stirk is up next from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know that 1 in 5 children in Missouri faces hunger? The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri helps fill these empty stomachs by providing buddy packs to children who rely on subsidized lunch at school. For just $180, you can sponsor a buddy pack for a child every weekend for an entire school year. MPICS presents Score Against Hunger lets you in on Tiger's action while helping feed children. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more. The Food Bank is proud to be the first and only official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Yeah.
Final segment of Tiger Talk here on the Tiger Network from Learfield. Missouri soccer team, 4-5-2 and 1-1-1 in the SEC. They face a stiff road test against Georgia coming up. And so they will play this week play Georgia in a draw, in a loss against Vanderbilt. The font's too small on my paper. Having a hard time saying it. Brian Blitz's team, though, off to a 4-5 start. Just a thought on soccer.
There we go. They've been competitive in every game, and soccer's a tough one. You can it's tough to score sometimes, and we've lost some overtime matches, but we're 1-1-1, and I hate draws in soccer, but at the end of the day, if you have a draw against a great team, that's not all bad. So I think they're a good team. They're growing. They have a lot of new players, and so they're doing well. Volleyball is at Tennessee on Friday, and then at number 19 Kentucky at noon on Sunday, and so they're 12-2, 2-0 in the SEC. So great stuff going on there.
Great stuff tonight. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
That's Jim Stirk, Missouri's Director of Athletics. Matt Weingartner is our engineer. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk. Heard each week from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
From Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiger Talk has been presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.